On the line right now, I am with a man who I've been a fan of all of my career. Gary Hoey, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. It's great to talk to you, man. Thanks for all the years of support. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you've got a show coming up this Saturday at the Wildwood Amphitheater in Lake Orion, and you're touring right now with Walter Trout. That's got to be pretty sweet, right?
Yes. You know what's funny? I've been a fan of Walter's for so many years, and I went down to Memphis not that long ago. I was at the BMA Blues Awards show. I went down to check it out, and Walter was there, and I went up to him, and I said, Walter, you know, I'm a big fan. I'm Gary Hoey. He goes, you're Gary Hoey? He goes, oh, my God, I'm a big fan. So we just kind of had this mutual respect right away, and then the other guy on the show is Lance Lopez from Texas, who's like a Billy Gibbons meets Eric Johnson. He's amazing.
And I got to tell you, I mean, boy, your track record here, not only are you a legend in your own right, but you're keeping busy touring, trading licks with Brian May, Ted Nugent, Foreigner. I mean, this list goes on and on, the Doobie Brothers. Let me ask you this. It's one thing to sit and record your own music. Whose music is the most fun for you to play?
Wow, man, there's a lot of it. You know, for me, the stuff I enjoy the most is, you know, for some reason, a lot of Hendrix stuff. You know, like Hendrix, for me, he's the one that, you know, kind of brought the guitar to a level that, like, even if you take a song, like, I don't know if my guitar is, if you can hear it, but if I play like a, you know, if I play like a, you know, something like... Foxy Lady or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or like, you know. You know, like, you know. You know, Voodoo Child. I mean, that the Hendrix is the fun stuff.
Dude, that is so cool.
Or Stevie Ray Vaughan, you know, like if you do, like for me, if you jam, like even like my son plays guitar, we'll do like a... Pride and Joy or something, you know.
That is awesome. That is fantastic. And this is why you are a guitar god. You are part of the 2014 Guitar Gods Tour. That's got to be pretty sweet to have that as a label of yours.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, to play with, I mean, when I was a kid, you know, Yngwie Malmsteen was sort of like the pinnacle of the shred guitarist. And to play with him on tour and Bumblefoot, you know, from Guns N' Roses and now Sons of Apollo, you know, just amazing. To be around those guys, it's kind of like you pinch yourself. When I toured with Jeff Beck, same thing. You know, Jeff was one of my biggest heroes. So, yeah, you just go, okay, I guess I hung in this business long enough to, you know, play with my heroes.
So much Christmas music. As a matter of fact, when we kick off our continuous Christmas music, it's laced with Gary Hoey. What is it about Christmas that gets you so fired up?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I grew up in New England. You know, I grew up north of Boston, so... It was always cold, and my mom played a lot of Christmas music, Elvis, Bing Crosby, you know, all that stuff. And so, you know, Christmas music was a big part of the family. And my mom kept saying, you need to make a nice Christmas record. You know, you need to record a nice Christmas record. And I was like going, I don't know if I can make a nice Christmas record. It's going to be too hokey, right? So sat down, I'm playing a little bit of music, and I start going, wow, what if I did the 12 Days of Christmas, you know, and I tuned my guitar down like this. And try to rock up Christmas a little bit. So the ho ho hoey thing came from that, and my manager's like, what should we call it? I'm like, ho ho hoey. He's like, brilliant, you know. it was just silly. And then we put out one record, and DJ started playing it as bumper music and stuff, and people were calling the stations going, what is that? And it just kind of took off. And Now we're 22 years into touring on the holiday music every year. And we do a lot of charity fundraisers, and we just love playing the music. It's a lot of fun.
On the line right now with Gary Hoey, going to be performing at Wildwood Amphitheater, Lake Orion, this Saturday, July 14th. So, Mr. Hoey, you are finishing up some work right now on a brand new album, which is going to be coming out later this year. You're always doing something, man.
Yeah, we're just finishing up an album. We've been in the studio for a while, and, you know, it's been... We've been traveling a bunch, you know, touring, and so it's been off and on in the studio, so I feel like I got to get it done. I'll play a little bit of it. I'm sitting right here in the studio. Hold on 1 second. I'll play this little clip. It's a slow song, a blues. Yes, sir. Woo! You know what I mean, right?
That is smooth, man. I love it.
It's a song called Don't Come Crying to Me. You know, like people that you help all the time and then they just go, they keep coming back and you're like, well, I already helped you already.
Right, right.
I mean, you help them again, but you know what I'm saying. Here's the verse. Check it out. It goes... Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Exactly. Dude, that is awesome. I'm looking forward to that. So you've
Thanks.
Always, all your life, avoided a day job. That's got to be pretty fantastic. I mean, obviously, local clubs in Boston, a great way to get going. And teaching guitar. I love that after all of the success and everything that you've done, in 2010, you come out with an instructional DVD. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, you know what? I love teaching. I really do. I like kind of passing on, you know, why the way I play guitar or the things that I learned from other people. It's just, you know, I break stuff down like a science. I mean, I kind of look at things and break them down and try to figure out, you know, how to get out the best. And so I did a thing called Blues Reactor, and it's a lot of stuff. It's like 58 lessons, 183 minutes of video, and I break it down from the leads to the rhythms. I even give people tracks from my albums without my leads, so they can, like, jam along, you know, karaoke hoey kind of thing.
That is awesome. And I see that they can go to your website, GaryHoey.com, for guitar tips and instructions. And I'm guessing something like this has got to cost, what, a couple $100?
No, it's actually not. It's only, if you buy the DVD, I think it's online, it's like $49.
What?
But you can get a digital download, I think, for $29 of the whole lesson plan for $29 if you don't want to actually have the physical DVD, which some people don't these days. And I got to tell you something. I did it with a company called True Fire, and I just have to throw this out there because TrueFire.com is the company that I did the instructional with, and they do a fantastic job. They have a ton of catalog, and if you're a serious player, if you just buy their yearly membership, you can go online and do any of the lessons that they have, and they have like the 50 blues riffs you must know, and it's a great website for learning. You can stop and pause, three camera angles and stuff like that.
Now, your big break, let's go back to the Boston clubs for a minute, because it's interesting. I was singing karaoke once, and the former mayor gave me a compliment. I had no idea he was in the audience. So for you to
wow,
be performing
cool.
In a club in Boston, and all of a sudden, Ozzy Osbourne shows up? What?
Well, it wasn't exactly like that. It was kind of a funny story because Ozzy came to a radio station, WBCN, in Boston, you know, like all the classic, one of the big rock stations here. And he was on the radio on a tour talking about looking for a new guitarist. And what I did was I called the radio station and I literally, like, I threw the phone down. I was like, hold on, you know, and I was like, you know. You know, or,
wow.
And I just played right over the phone.
Wow.
And then they ended up asking me to send a demo tape. I sent the demo tape, and I got a call a couple weeks later from a guy saying, we're going to fly to Los Angeles to play with Ozzy.
Can you believe it? Wow.
I thought it was a joke, and I went out there. And honestly, I didn't get the gig. Zach Wilde is amazing. But Ozzy inspired me to believe in myself and to go out to Los Angeles and leave my home of Lowell, Massachusetts, and just chase my dream and take a shot out there. And I signed with Warner Brothers Records in 1991. So he knew what he was doing, and I appreciate it.
I got to tell you, too, it's cutthroat out there in L.A., and for you to find your dream and realize it in less than 5 years, and then by 92 releasing Heavy Bones, I mean, that's huge, dude.
Yeah, thank you, man. Well, you know what? I went out there. I really worked hard. We kind of focused a lot on the music and the songs, and we just tried to get things going. And you know, my manager, Dave Kaplan, got me a record deal with Warner and stuff, so he was managing the Bullet Boys at the time, and you know, it's like anything, bro. When the door opens, are you ready at that moment? You know, and if you're not, just keep working on it, because I had so many hit and misses. I had so many rejection letters that didn't happen, and then all of a sudden, you know, something happens.
Perseverance, man. That's what it's all about.
Yes, it really is.
Now, as far as music goes, music and video go hand in hand, and you've worked for ESPN, Disney, New Line Cinema. You've scored movies. What's that like versus being like in front of a crowd on stage? What's the difference?
Well, the difference is, you know, when I grew up playing music, my dream was to go to the Berklee College of Music. I wanted to go there and learn, you know, just what made what work with music. And we didn't have the money, six kids in my family. And my mom said, go hang out at Berklee. You might learn something. So I went down there and I ended up running into a graduate. And I said, hey, can I give you $20 an hour to come to your house on Saturday and teach me some music theory? And I took private lessons from a Berklee grad.
That's awesome.
So I learned some theory, and that led me, as the opportunity came up to work with ESPN and other people, I knew a little bit about theory. Not that you have to know theory to score music, but basically they would say, okay, Gary, we need 90 seconds of, you know, high energy rock and roll for this, you know, Winter X Games thing. You know, so I'd give them 10 cues. All of them about 90 seconds. And then, like, I did Beethoven, the dog movie. The third movie, we have a song. Office Space, we have two songs on the movie. Danny DeVito, Deck the Halls. So sometimes they'll show me a scene, and I just literally sit there, and, like, Endless Summer 2, he sent me reels. I'm like, okay, they're walking on the beach. You know, it's a slow-motion underwater thing. Okay, I'm going to go. You know. And just do something like that with some echo and just minimal stuff sometimes.
You know, I got to tell you, music school aside, this is just inside of you. This is something that obviously music school gives you the terminology for everything, but you got to just feel this coming from within. I mean, if you can just pick up a guitar and make it do that, I mean, Gary, that's why you're the legend that you are.
Oh, well, thank you, man. You know what? You are, your destiny is, you know, sometimes it's predetermined. I mean, I knew when I was 16 that this is what I'd be doing. I told my mom. You know, she's like, you're crazy. And I just knew music was going to be my thing. And I love it. You know, I love traveling around and playing and making people happy through music. I've seen it heal people. I've seen it help a lot of folks with what music can do. So I believe in it.
That's very cool. And I see that you produced and co-wrote with Lita Ford. I love her. She's been on the show before. And what was it like working with Lita?
It was great. I mean, I was always a fan of hers. And when she was looking for a producer, we ran into each other at Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. And we'd seen each other over the years at NAMM Show and different things and the music convention in Anaheim. And I said, hey, you know, I got this cool little studio up in New Hampshire in the woods. It's got a great setup. You know, Lita, come up and, you know, let's do a song together. And she was searching for a producer, and she came, and we just clicked. You know, we both grew up on Black Sabbath, punk rock, and, you know, all the Jeff Beck, all the people I loved, she loved, and we were finishing each other's sentences literally. And then when we started writing music together, it was really cool because I took her to a different place, she took me to a different place, and we co-wrote, and we're working on a new album now. We have a few songs already demoed, and you know, we have a great relationship.
So no idea on the title of the new album, but you're looking forward to a release date a little later on this year.
Yes, we're hoping to, yeah, later on this year it should be out. I'm hoping for that.
Looking forward to it. Well, again, go see Mr. Gary Hoey performing live at Wildwood Amphitheater, Lake Orion. It's this Saturday night, July 14th, performing with Walter Trout. That's just going to be a great show, man.
Well, you know what? We're all good friends, and we're going to have a big jam at the end. I'm sure. And it's just beautiful. The grass is out there. It's out under the stars. You know, it's just going to be a great night for music. And I believe it starts at 6 o'clock or opens at 6 o'clock is what I've heard.
Very cool. And again, go online, GaryHoey.com, and you can check out those guitar tips, the instruction. It's very, very cool. Gary, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, man. It's so great to talk to you. Hey, man, it's Gary Hoey. It's 5 o'clock. It's time to go home and crack open a cold one.
Woo! God, that's great. Oh, Gary, thank you so much for your time, man. Truly an honor talking to you.
Thank you, brother. You too. And anytime, man. And you need anything when the new record comes out, you know, shoot me a message and we'll get you some CDs or whatever you need.
Oh, that'd be perfect. Sounds great. And then, like I said, what I'll do is when I get this up on my website, I'll send the link to Alan and he'll forward it on to you.
That would be good, man. And I'm on Instagram and Facebook. So if you want to click me, I'll follow you back. If you want to follow on any of that stuff, I'll look for you.
Sweet. Sounds great, man. I'll look for you.
Thanks, bro.
Hey, you got it, buddy. Tell your mom I said hi.
I will. I appreciate the time, Jeremy. Take care.
Thanks, bud. Bye-bye.
Bye, bro.